वंदेहं
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of March, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
Offering his blessings upon him, he had fulfilling his mission. He wanted the European American should come here. It is all Bhaktivedanta Thakur's blessing. Hare Krishna. So there is no scarcity of space for keeping all the devotees.
Everyone is
situated in homes. Without these dwellings, wall dwellings, there would have been no hope.
Therefore I said, we must complete, and whatever amount required, I shall pay. That I could have known.
You see the Prabhupada, only by your mercy you have brought us to this Krishna conscious movement.
Yes. I am simply a messenger. Mercy is of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Before your coming, they predicted that somebody will bring. Maybe that somebody has. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted. So anyway, Krishna has given us nice place, stay here. So you producing food grains?
Oh yes.
Sufficient? What about the fruit garden?
Fruit garden, there's many banana trees are producing the bananas, some pomegranates.
You are getting banana. Both unripe and ripe.
Well, now they're all unripe.
No, there is a class.
Right, the kachakola we have getting very small. We have mostly the ripening.
I'm really sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord. He gives him intelligence, now do this, do this. Simply we have to become sincere servant, then all dictation will come from within. Krishna is there in everyone's heart. So, work sincerely, and everything will make problem. Who has painted this picture?
Krishna.
Oh. Very nice. Now, make sublime management. That is required now. We are now extended. We must manage very nicely. Of course, management means sincere service, and everything is all right. Still, we have to deal with the material world. We have to become a little cautious.
Everything you plan is perfect.
No, I imagine Krishna makes it perfect. I think it would have been nice if it would have been like this. But Krishna, Je prasade pure sarvas. Long, long ago when I was publishing Back to God at one seat, I was thinking that what is this seat, if it would have been like illustrated weekly, then it would be nice. Now they are coming like that.
Now illustrated weekly is nothing compared to that.
No, better than illustrated. I thought of getting some help from artist for painting. Picture I will dictate and they will paint picture. Now Krishna has got lots of artists. So depend on Krishna. He can do everything. Because he is Arjuna, devotee, he simply understood. Yes, whatever he says, correct. The demons, even the gods, they cannot understand. Oh, why Arjuna understood? That he has explained in the 13th chapter. Nashto moho sati labhya tat prasadat madhusudana.
Is he never envious?
Huh?
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt and prepared to act according to your instructions."
Yes. He understood that Krishna is divine. So whatever he says, that is my duty to do, not to judge him on my platform. And that is Krishna's mercy. One who does not take Krishna in the same platform as one he is, but accepts Krishna's version as it is, then he can understand. Otherwise, how one can accept it? That a person has expanded many millions of universes like this. Immediately they will take his mythology. Because he is thinking on terms of his capacity, not as Krishna says. Therefore nobody could understand Krishna. We took the simple method, accept Krishna as he says, that's all. That is an idea. Our philosophy is simple, because we take it, Krishna's words as it is, that's all. And we believe it firmly, yes, this is the truth. To understand Krishna is not difficult. What Krishna says, we accept it. Sarvamahitam ritam manne jat bhata shikesana. Whatever you say, I accept. Not only I accept it blindly, but this very thing was accepted by such great personality as Vyasa, anyone who wants to come. Simple thing. Big acharya. They accepted Krishna as he is. Now why shall I not accept? This is parampara system. If others have accepted Krishna as he tells, and they have become big acharyas, what objection can be there from my part, what I am.
They have some completely illogical argument, just like those people in...
Unfortunate. Illogical argument means unfortunate. Rascals. Therefore we say plainly, you are all rascals. I am not discriminating. Anyone who does not believe as he is a rascal. You may be happy or sorry, you don't mind. You don't make compliments. At least I do not do. If you have no full faith in Krishna, then you are a rascal. Whatever it is. The Dr. Patel does not like this, but he does not protest to me. As others say, he protests very well. This is a fact. We have no difficulty to understand Krishna and thus make our life successful. But we unnecessarily glean arguments, impediments to understand Krishna. Therefore we are unfortunate. Envious.
Envious.
Yes.
They say that they become very agitated when we stress so much in Bhagavad Gita.
That means envious. Yes. Envious.
They said, why is it so? Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence into various demonic species of life.
All of them are going to Russia to take bath. Not Russian people are there. There is a mistake. Some of them. Russian people are good.
Leaders.
That I have experienced. Otherwise, how? Otherwise, how that Anatole came to become mine? And there are many like that, mostly like him. It is by artificial suppression that it has been advertised that Russian people are all communists. That's not fair. That's not fair. Simply some rogues and thieves and demands by threat. It is a country of what is called terrorism.
Yeah.
A terror. People have decided to leave this country, but they cannot leave. Mostly Russians, they want to leave the country, and some of them already done so. Many Russians have fled out. Many Chinese men have fled out. They don't like this program.
Also the East Europe countries.
Many countries. It is unnatural to deny God. It is unnatural. This is also Krishna's another magic. All such people who had any doubt about Krishna, they have been kept together in that way. Just like the other day, there was a train crash, accident. So all these rascals, they are brought together in that way, in a train or two train and this mask. That is just like Krishna did in Battle of Kurukshetra. All the rascals, they are brought into the battlefield and finished.